Welcome to the Julie Tussey Show. We are so glad to have you here today. We're going to be talking about fall fashion footwear. We're going to be talking about fuzzy wedges and Givenchy Minx slides.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glam pain.
Pop the glam pain. It's time for the Julie Tussey Show live guest, current events, scathing exposés. The original suburban bombshell, the big blonde baby, giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. And now, here's Julie Tussey.
Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us on the Julie Tussey Show. I am so excited to be here with you. We have a great podcast for you today. I have my personal assistant, April Allen, in the studio with me today. Hi, April.
Hi, Julie. Hi, everybody.
We're going to spend some time just catching up on things today. We have a lot of good information and lots of events coming up, so we're going to talk about those. But, April, I needed to tell you this. I went to the doctor's office yesterday, and I ran into a girl that knew me when my daughter Stephanie was in elementary school and middle school. And she was just so cool. And so I told her about the podcast. I said, have you been watching or listening to the podcast? And she said, what podcast? And she had an Android phone. Now, you all listening may not know this, but Android phones have been a hellacious thing for me because trying to figure out which podcast player works for them to tell everybody that doesn't have iPhones how to find it. We found out it was Stitcher. So I know, Stitcher. So I showed her how to find the podcast while we were there. And then my son went back in for his appointment. And they were listening while we were in there. And somebody, maybe this is not the right story. Oh, yeah, that's right. Another lady talked to me. Okay, remind me to tell you that. So this girl at the doctor's office, she said she was listening. Then the other nurses started listening. And by the end of the day, I think we were in there at 2. By the end of the day, they said they all decided they were going to beg the manager to put in Wi-Fi so they could listen to the Julie Tussey show. So that was like, woo-woo, yeah. You know? So women are really liking it. But another thing that happened yesterday was I met with a client, and she drove all the way from Cincinnati down here to their farm that we're remodeling. And she said, Gary was on the phone talking to you. And she goes, is that April from the podcast? Because all the way down, she listens to the podcast. All the way home, she listens.
That's
great. So you're getting famous.
Oh, good. I'm your loyal sidekick, right?
Yes. Yeah, so you are the...
the Tonto to
you are the Robin. Yeah, the Tonto to my...
to your Lone Ranger.
That's right. That's to my Lone Ranger. You are the... what's his name? Howard Stern. You are my Robin to the to my Howard Stern.
Aww.
Like really, right?
Yeah, right?
You are the peanut butter to my jelly.
Thank you so much.
So, but we have a lot of fun. So you're getting famous now.
All right.
But we have a lot of really cool things coming up in the show today. And one of the things, don't let me forget, April, you're my trusty assistant. You have to remind me to take commercial breaks.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about something that I stumbled onto on the internet that, oh my gosh, I've seen so many things come and go. This is unbelievable. And I think I like it.
What is it now?
Oh, my Lord. They are made by Givenchy, and they are called Givenchy Minx slides.
Okay, so tell me more about this sandal.
Okay, so do you remember the Adidas slip-on shoe that's just like a piece of plastic sole?
Yes.
And then it straps across.
Yes.
It's like a band across.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but those are the most unsexy things that I have ever seen, but they are all the rage, right?
Right, right.
Well, Givenchy took the bottom sole of this shoe. And the strap across is fur. It's mink, and it comes in red, pink. You can get it in, like, cream with a red stripe. You can get it in black, and you can get it in, like a wolf color. Wolf is a new color, too.
So I'm looking at the shoe. I'm seeing Kim Kardashian wear the shoe with, like, something nice.
Like a suit. She had, like, a skirt and a jacket.
She's in public in furry. All they are, people, furry house shoes with Adidas bottoms. For $595. Oh, what a bargain.
But the thing is, at first I was like, oh. And then I was like,
Well, maybe for around the house, I would feel like the most luxurious furry slippered woman with an Adidas sole.
It's like
a thick pool shoe. That's what it looks like. It doesn't look like a nice shoe.
But what if the bottom part is like really, really comfy? And they said that anybody can wear them with anything. Well, so you know how when we have to go out and perform, we could wear these while we perform with the Julie Tussie show. Then it would be, But they look so comfortable.
They do.
But okay, imagine you have your own in-ground pool, and you have your beautiful swimsuit, and down on your feet is
my furry
Givenchy.
That's great, just not in public. But I can see Kim Kardashian wearing anything. She's going to wear a Michael Kors muumuu next week, and everyone's going to think that they can wear that on a first date.
I know, and you know what I want to do?
She doesn't know everything, people.
She's just famous because she's famous.
We all know why she's famous. Yeah. And it has nothing to do with her feet.
That's right. But they were looking, well, it is. It's like, okay, like you totally get formally dressed or dressed up to go out, and then you stick on your house slipper. But they're rish-bish.
You have a lot better style than I do, and you accept what the young people do. A lot better than I do, even, you know what I mean?
And I'm older than you.
And I'm just like, why are people wearing that?
Okay, now they're going to be the rage. They are going to be all the rage, and Givenchy sells them for $5.95 a pair, but there's a whole bunch of people that are making the knockoff look for like $50 or under, but I'm probably going to get some just to get them.
I bet you Walmart already makes a line of furry slippers.
Well, honestly, I think that the Julie Tussie show, we should have our own JTS line of these, but our fur has to be special. So what could we do? Our fur has to be special.
I like the white, but white gets dirty.
I know.
To be white.
We need silver and gold fur.
That would be cool.
Yeah. And you know what? Instead of it being like real fur, because we don't want to hurt animals, right?
No,
I really never cared about that before until today. Sorry fur people. I really always buy faux fur.
Yeah.
But I think we should do a faux fur. And I don't know if you remember this, but in the 90s, they made this faux fur that it like would stand up and almost curl. Like, you know, we could do something like really unique.
Okay.
Like maybe we could do
like bedazzle it, put rhinestones on the side of like this crappy
and
shoe.
And on our sole, we should bedazzle and put diamond studs all the way around the bottom.
At least that would look pretty.
I know.
I got a better idea.
Let's put them on a wedge. Let's put our fur band on a wedge heel so that we are, like, really styling.
Okay.
You know the bedroom slippers that have, like, all the fluffy, feathery thing?
Yes.
We could make those on a wedge so that we could wear them out.
A fuzzy wedge.
A fuzzy.
That could be misconstrued. What are you doing? Oh, I'm putting together my fuzzy wedge.
I have my fuzzy wedges on. Okay. Yeah, so get ready. You heard it first on the Julie Tussie
show. We like
to
start trends here that, you know, that we like.
Well, I feel like we are so good at what we do that we can even do better than Givenchy.
Yeah, I think we can too. Especially for $595. That's like a car
payment. I'm going to sell mine for $4.95.
Yeah.
Check the website for this. But oh my gosh, that was just, I just can't believe that those are the thing. But they said you can even wear them with socks. So I totally, completely expect them to. I mean, the college campus is going to be covered. And of course, we live in a college town.
Yeah.
We got to compete. So,
talk about
cute with your leggings this fall. I mean, your see-through nylon leggings that you wear for pants. You know how the college girls do that? Honey, listen, turn around and look in the mirror.
they're not for everybody.
No.
Mm-mm. And got to watch the colors. Light colors are dangerous.
Yeah, and you know leggings are going to be back in really, really big. Mm. Just wear your shirts long enough to cover your fanny. Mm-hmm. And then put on your Julie Tussie wedge. What are they called? Fuzzy?
The fuzzy wedge.
Fuzzy wedge, okay. Yeah. Put on your Julie Tussie fuzzy wedge.
Take that, Kim Kardashian.
Kicking Kim Kardashian's fanny.
Take it.
So as you can tell, the genius that happens in our studio and in our office all day long.
This is where dreams are made, baby. Dreams are made.
Dreams are meant to be lived.
You're not just running a business.
I am building an empire.
That's right.
That's right.
Don't want to forget it.
I want to.
My job is to constantly remind you.
And oh, and speaking of, since we're doing kind of the catching you up today, if we're going to build this empire the way that I want, I want the stinking real product in my hand of nail polish that looks like chrome, like on your bumper, like pure chrome. I see pictures of it, and I can't find it anywhere.
Really?
Yes. Have you seen it?
If any of you listeners out there know, put a message on our Facebook page. Contact us if you know how to get this chrome nail polish.
I know, because I talked to my Summer. I call her my Summer. Mm-hmm. She's done my nails forever and ever and ever. And she ordered me in some, but when I got it on, it looked more like pearl. I want my fingers and toes to look like actual super, super duper shiny chrome.
You know, the closest I've seen is, and they can look cheap, but if you do them well, they make stickers.
Yeah.
I think they make chrome-looking stick-ons, and you can put those on and then trim them. Maybe
we might have to try that. Clear layer. Maybe Jamberry. Does Jamberry have any?
I don't know.
Got a girlfriend in Jamberry.
I bet you there's a nail sticker, and then we can put a clear coat over it.
Yeah, but you know,
that would look cool.
I spend a lot of money on my nails.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, you do them yourself.
No, I don't. You? You oh, don't girl, no.
I thought you did this yourself.
No, girl. Oh. Okay. Never. You got to be, you know, high maintenance woman. You have to be a high maintenance woman.
Well, I thought that's maybe why you did it yourself, because like you could probably do it better.
Well, yourself. I actually can do acrylics because I'm a licensed cosmetologist.
Right, right.
I know how to do them, but oh no. For $20, or I keep a little acrylic overlay on my nails. That's nice. A trick. If you're going to wear gel, when I wear gel, they lift.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They lift on my index finger and my thumb nails because that's my worker nails, you know what I mean? And so I just put a thin layer of acrylic on them, makes them really strong, and I always look like $1 million.
You do.
Yeah.
They always look ready to go.
Yeah, so that, in my empire, I would like to have my own chrome nail polish.
That would be awesome.
You know, so we got a lot of things coming up.
Well, that reminds me of the fall fashion. I wonder if chrome will be in. So we're going
to... I think chrome can never go out. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to talk about that when we get back.
Okay.
Want to feel amazing, strong, and healthy any time of the day or night? Go to Get Fit in Richmond, Kentucky. Open 24 hours a day with memberships as low as $14.99 a month. Fitness on your schedule. Get Fit. So we're here on the Julie Tussie Show, catching you up. We got a lot of wonderful things going on. We just talked about Givenchy mink slides, and now the Julie Tussie fuzzy wedge.
Yeah.
The fuzzy wedge. I think I'm telling you what, we're calling world countries, and we're going to
sometimes I regret having these ideas with you because you have so much faith in me. Like, you'll expect me to find a fuzzy wedge. You know, I'm like, sometimes I just wish I don't say it. You know what I mean?
You know what?
We have to make
I know how to do it. I know how to do it, and we can provide jobs. But we will just go buy wedges, and we will glue our fuzzy to them. Why can't we do that?
I think we can do it.
We can do it.
They'll sound like clogs, probably. Yeah. There's so much excess lumber from the construction jobs. We could take pieces of wood and I could make actual like wooden wedges and put
it. Well, speaking of doing that, oh my gosh, we'd have to look it up. I think they were called flat something. You know how our sandals and wedges, they have an arch on the top, they're flat on the bottom, but they have an arch and go down and they're so sexy. Mm-hmm. They're making this whole gigantic line where someone just cut like a 2x4 into the shape of a foot, and then they stick the straps on it. Oh my gosh, they're so ugly. Oh my gosh,
people will do anything. Well, you know what? If Kim Kardashian wears it,
they're taking off like crazy. And even the person that was writing the article I read, she said She said, oh, and you know what we're going to call this podcast? The Fudgy Wedge.
The Fudgy Wedge. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, for the Julie Tessie Show Fudgy Wedge.
Well, I do like fudge a lot.
I do.
The Fuzzy Wedge. We'll just call it the Fuzzy Wedge.
Okay.
All right. But yeah, the person that wrote this article, she said, when I first saw these shoes, I thought they were so ugly. And I have to be honest, I have seen them in TJ Maxx.
The wooden shoes?
They're not really wood. They're not made out of wood, but it looks like this flat disc, and it can be, you know, an inch to 3 inches right. high, but there's no bend to it and no curve for the foot to fit it. It's just like this flat, flat sole.
Well, there's some flat-footed people, but...
She said that they're the most... She said, I hated them when I first saw them, and they are the most comfortable thing. I don't know. I just don't think I can go there.
I loved my Birkenstocks from the 90s, baby. I was all about the Birkenstocks.
Is that like a little...
The Jesus sandals? Do you... They, like, you could get the straps, two straps, and I had one strap around my ankle, and they were dark brown, and I wore them with everything. I know you're making a face! I know they sound so ugly!
They were terrible.
They were probably no better than the Fuzzy Wedge, that's for sure.
I know, but the Fuzzy Wedge is new and cool.
I know,
but you know what I mean? The...
I loved my Birkenstocks, though. I was simple then. I wasn't a girly girl.
You weren't.
No. I wore plaid.
Those remind me of hippie. Like,
I was in California.
Yeah,
most
okay.
of my childhood,
yeah.
So see. I kind of had that influence. I was walking around in beach shorts or plaid shorts and Jesus sandals and
I can't remember if I had a pair, but if I did, they were really cool.
Oh, I'm sure.
They were probably black and silver or something,
right.
You know.
Bedazzled,
but, yeah. Yeah, they were. But yeah, those are comfortable, but I have seen they always remind me of a person that is like a hippie.
Totally. And they
totally.
Are, yeah.
They yeah, are. So where did we go? Okay, so right. So look out for, keep your eyes out for these kind of wild things going on. And if we get if we can get our hands on some Givenchy mink slides or some good knockoffs, we'll do a photo shoot and put it on the Julie Tessie Show. And if we can invent a wedge, like I have all kinds of wedges because, I ruined my foot, the tendon in the middle of my foot, in the front part of your foot, that I wore high heels so many hours being in church singing
right
3 days a week and standing on my feet singing and then working in business. I mean, I lived in high heels and now I've hurt my feet to where I can't hardly wear pumps or high heels,
right.
But I can wear wedges and I feel like I feel so sexy in wedges and they're such cute ones.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So if we create a pair, we'll post a picture of that. We might have to make a pair just to advertise the program.
I'm thinking we might have to. That might be kind of fun.
I think it could be a lot of fun. I see a Hobby Lobby visit coming in our future.
Okay.
Hey, and if you decide to make your own pair, we will put your picture on our website.
Show us your fudgy wedge, people.
Fudgy wedge! Sorry.
Stop it. I might get fired today. It's been nice knowing everybody. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Why do we want to call it the Fudgy Wedge?
I don't know. Maybe we should.
It works.
Well, maybe it will make them brown. We'll step in dog poo.
My mind went to peanut butter fudge.
Peanut butter fudge.
It's a huge family recipe for us. And like, so they would have to be like a soft buttercream.
A soft buttercream wedge. Yeah. We're going to name them with these beautiful names. Like soft buttercream fuzzy wedge.
Yeah. See, that's, you said
right,
fuzzy.
I almost said
funny?
Yeah. I almost said fudgy though.
We'll have to rethink that name.
Okay.
We'll have to name it.
Show
that.
Us your fuzzy wedge, everybody. Fuzzy. It almost sounds like a fuzzy thong. That's next. Like a faux fur thong. Like just like the tail of a fox going right through your bum crack. Like right there. And like his face right in the front. Foxy lady. Foxy and furry.
No, we could actually just have a faux fox tail.
Faux fox.
And tie it to the top of the thong so it
furry thong and furry shoes.
I have to stop laughing because you cracked me up
I'm
so
sorry.
Bad.
I know.
Oh my gosh, my lashes are going to fall off. I'm going to have a lash catastrophe right here because I'm crying. But no, you know what? we were in a restaurant the other day, and a friend of ours saw a woman, and she didn't even have a thong on, but her panties were sticking up. They were pink silk, and they were sticking up above the waistline. And he's like, you know, like a 12. Look at that.
Well, it's the 90s high hip underwear with the more modern lower hip hugger jeans, and it doesn't go.
We could have a foxtail hanging out, and if a foxtail is cute. Hanging out of the back of everybody who wears the Julie Tussie, what are they going to be?
Faux fur thong?
The faux fur thong.
Say it fast. The faux fur thong. The faux fur, it sounds like a cat.
The foxtail. The foxtail thong. And then it would be like, I mean, it would be like waving it in the face of everyone.
Shake that, your tail feather.
It's kind of like your mink slides. Because it's fuzzy, it's going to be cool for the fall, but it lets everybody know you bought a Julie Tussie fox thong.
And if you didn't get the wax done in time, you're already furry. It just kind of blends in.
You did go there.
It just, you know, it just kind of all blends all natural. Well, with some wildlife.
If the whole front is like a triangle of fur.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
We could take a break for the fall.
Then all you need are the sides. All you need are the sides.
This brings a new subject I've wanted to bring up. If men cannot shave for the month of November, why can't we?
Right?
Right? I'm sick of shaving. So I would like a month off during the year.
I don't know. I'm still in a relatively new relationship where
it's not going to work for
you. It feels like the honeymoon period. Yes. So, like, we can't even pass gas in front of each other yet.
Right.
I have to be fabulous every day.
That's right. I'm a lady.
But one of these days,
and
I'm going to shock him. I'm going to wear the faux fur thong and the fuzzy wedge and be like, baby, you ain't seen nothing yet. Marry this gal right now.
That's how you get
Take
married.
Me in my foxtail.
That is. Did you pull my foxtail?
Did you?
See, that could be a whole new thing.
Don't look at my foxtail. It's mine.
If he likes you, he pulls on your foxtail, and that's how you know.
Ooh.
And if you're mad at him, you have to turn.
I can smack him with
you
it.
You have to turn around really fast and say, you're not allowed to see my foxtail anymore.
That's right.
All right. See, the line of products we are going to have available in this empire.
We got on a faux fur thing.
I know, because of these Givenchy mink slides.
That are so ridiculous still.
Oh my gosh.
I will fight it forever. It will be a 5-minute trend.
Do you know what your gift will be for Christmas?
Don't even.
But here's the thing, ladies. Here's the thing. If you're going to get the Givenchy mink slide and the or the fuzzy wedges and the fox, the faux fur fox thong.
Yes.
You have to get them all to coordinate. Do not wear your colors mixed. It's got to be like all black. Or all of the red like a fox.
Right.
Because I think...
Don't mix your brown bear with your cougar. Or like...
I was going to say...
You know, like... Don't mix your varmints. Keep your raccoon separate from the panther.
That's right. We could do a black panther line.
Ooh.
And a fox line.
Ooh, what about white panther?
Oh.
Wouldn't that be pretty?
Yes. And a leopard.
Albino panther.
Yes, an albino panther.
Does anybody know if we can find an albino panther? I need a pair of panties. Stat.
That's right. Let's bring back furry panties. I'm all about that. All right. You heard it here first on the Julie Tussie Show. So, we have had quite a program.
Wow.
We've got a couple things coming up that I want to tell you about before we let you go today. On the 4th and 5th of August, the Julie Tussie Band is going to be in Richmond, Kentucky at Madison Gardens, starting 10 o'clock at night till 1 in the morning, and we're going to be rocking it and shaking it, aren't
Woo-hoo!
We?
Yes.
And then we have the event in August. August 26th, you can look it up on my webpage, The Julie Tussie Show, at facebook.com/ The Julie Tussie Show. But we're going to be doing a fundraiser, and we're going to let you know more about that. It's going to be, do you know where it's at? It's at the
Whitehall State Shrine. They're building a veterans memorial there.
Yeah, they're going to be building we're doing a fundraiser with them to build a shrine there. So we'll let you know the location. Just look on the Facebook page, and that'll tell you where it's going to be, and we'll announce it again. Because it's at the fairgrounds.
Yeah.
Down what?
It's called the Summer Heat Music Festival. So I think if people would Google that.
Yeah, if you Google that.
Yeah, come see us, guys. I'm a veteran myself. I don't know if you guys know that. So anything that we do with the veterans means a lot. It means a lot to the band. It means a lot to the community. So come on out and support us on August 26th.
Yes, definitely. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're playing. We hit the stage at 10 o'clock at night, and we are the last of like 8 or 10 bands.
I'm so excited.
Isn't it going to be great?
We are going to rock the party.
I know. Yeah. I know. We're adding some new songs. Oh my gosh.
We've got some new accessories too, people, we're going to be wearing at the show.
Are they going to have fur?
I wish. No, yeah. But our new jewelry.
Yeah, our new jewelry line mm-hmm. is coming out, and we'll be talking about that more. We might just do a whole podcast about that. We're going to see it on Tuesday.
Right.
So the Premier Designs, julietussey.mypremierdesigns.com is where you can go and see it. Gorgeous stuff.
Gorgeous stuff.
Oh my gosh. Stuff versatile.
You can wear it every day, and then we wear it to perform in. I mean, as fancy as you want it or as casual as you need it. Like what?
That's right. It's amazing. And guess what? For the first time in 32 years of this company, I'm going to be able to sell it online. So those of you that aren't close to us, we can sell it. We can let you shop there. So I'm still getting all the information of how that works, mm-hmm. and we'll be talking about it on the program. But we have a lot of really wonderful things coming up for the fall. We'll talk about that in our next podcast. Did want to let you know, though, that we got a call, and we're going to be on the Brawless podcast. And this is Aaron Whitehead hosts that. I'm so excited to be on another podcast.
Yeah, I'm excited, too. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It is. So we'll be with her on August 1st, so we'll let you know when that's coming out. And then we're going to have Aaron come on our program.
Awesome.
And she's really funny.
Does she really go brawless, or do we know?
We got to find out that, you know, we do. You know, it says in the intro, we do scathing exposés.
Right.
So, I'm probably going to do something really exciting because I'm so competitive. So, So just a kind of a cliffhanger there.
I'm excited. Okay. Stay tuned, people.
Yeah. So thank you so much. Thanks, April, for being in with me today. I love it. She's a great co-host with me, and I'm really, really enjoying having you here.
Thank you.
I'm just sitting in here talking.
I'm having fun. We always have good conversations, and we want to hear from you guys. You know, when we gab with each other, we're thinking about you and what you guys might have to say. So let us know what you're thinking, if you're enjoying it, or if you can find us some faux fur thongs. We would love to know where to find one.
Well, we're going to create them, baby. We're going to create them. Oh, thank you so much for listening. If you get a chance, please go give us a review on iTunes or anywhere that you are allowed to give a review on podcasting, and let your friends and family know that we're here. We are on a mission to make you laugh and give you great information at the same time. This is Julie Tussey telling you, you only get one life. Live it to the fullest.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampain.
Sugar-free summer.
To join the Sugar-Free Summer Challenge with the Julie Tussey Show, please go to facebook.com/sugarfreesummer. And let's have a fit and fabulous summer together. I'm Julie Tussey, teaching you how to pull yourself up by your thigh-high bootstraps.
Connect with us on social media at facebook.com, The Julie Tussey Show. Home of the original Suburban Bombshell.
Sugar-free summer.
For fantastic jewelry that is designer look with a fantastic price, go to julietussey.mypremierdesigns.com. That's julietussey.mypremierdesigns.com. Want to feel amazing, strong, and healthy any time of the day or night? Go to Get Fit in Richmond, Kentucky. Open 24 hours a day with memberships as low as $14.99 a month. Fitness on your schedule. Get Fit.
Everything about you calls my name.
If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.
The Lexington Music Award nominated Julie Tussey Band is now available for your events. For excellence, professionalism, and a stellar show, message them today on facebook.com/ The Julie Tussey Band. The Julie Tussey Band, talent, entertainment, and professionalism. by Tussie Music and Entertainment.